Probably recognize that as not Ken Wiley's theme, but it uses a lot of the same notes. It's called Cottontail, written by Duke Ellington. This arrangement, however, by Bob Hammer, who was also on piano here with the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble from their brand new CD called The Wheels Are Turning. The other soloists there included Bobby Medina on trumpet, Mike West on tenor saxophone, and Bill Anthony on trombone. Cottontail by Duke Ellington from the new CD by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'd like to do several things on today's program. We want to remember Thara Memory, a great trumpet player and educator who was active in Portland, and he just passed a little over a week ago. We'll remember him with some of his music, and we'll also have a preview of the Vancouver and Victoria International Jazz Festivals, which are coming up. We want to talk about the new book by Dave Frischberg called My Dear Departed Past. More about that a little later. First, let's remember Thara Memory, great trumpet player and educator. He passed at the age of 68 on June 17th in Portland. He had been on kidney dialysis for some time. He was suffering from diabetes. He was playing from a wheelchair the last time I saw him. I first saw him playing with Mel Brown's quintet or sextet, a wonderful swinging band which was active in the 80s. I remember seeing them at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant here in Seattle, and of course they played a lot in Portland, frequently appearing at Jimmy Mack's. Thara Memory was also a noted educator and started the American Music Program, which was to provide opportunity for underserved students in Portland area schools. He also taught at Portland State University, at Portland Community College, Wilson High School, and Beaverton's Arts and Communications Magnet Academy. His work with the American Music Program drew national attention when the band from that high school program won the Essentially Ellington contest in New York City in 2015. We'll hear a couple of pieces by Thara Memory. The first one featuring him on trumpet with his own ensemble from an album which dates from 1992, an album titled Juke Music. Thara Memory on trumpet is heard here with Warren Rand on alto sax, and Gordon Lee on piano are the featured soloists. You'll also hear Michael York on tenor, George Mitchell on the Hammond B3, Andre St. James on bass, and Ron Steen on drums. And this is a Thara Memory composition titled Song of Marion.
Thank you.
A couple of pieces in memory of Thara Memory, the Portland-based trumpet player and educator who passed last week on the 17th. He was 68 years old and a powerful force in Portland jazz and music in general. We heard two pieces involving Thera Memory. The first one came from a 1991 album recorded at Spectrum Studios in Portland with Thera Memory on trumpet and Warren Rand on alto sax, featured Gordon Lee on piano, and a beautiful piece composed by Thera Memory titled Song of Marion, which comes from his album Juke Music. The music just heard comes from the Grammy Award-winning album by one of his most talented and well-known students, Esperanza Spalding, who was bass player and singer in that piece called City of Roses, which was a celebration of her hometown of Portland. The arrangement was done by Esperanza Spalding and Thera Memory and won a Grammy for Best Instrumental Arrangement. It was so nice to see them at the Grammys picking up that award. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the music scene in the Pacific Northwest. Staying on the subject of Portland for a moment, I'd like to mention Dave Frischberg's new book is now out, titled My Dear Departed Past. I had an opportunity to read the book pre-publication. The book is like sitting down with Dave Frischberg as he tells great stories about the interaction of jazz musicians and musicians with their audience. It's a good insight into the way jazz works and how it serves as a social medium as well. When I first heard Dave Frischberg, he was a piano player with the Al Cohn Zoot Sims Quintet. They were playing at Parnell's in Seattle. A great evening of music. I just remember being so enthralled with hearing Al and Zoot together. And then at one point, Al says, well, we're going to take a break here and let our piano player do some of his songs. And that piano player was Dave Frischberg, and that was the first time I heard some of these songs. Years later, Dave was doing a solo turn at Dimitrios Jazz Alley when it was in the University District, and I had a chance to do an interview with him. And one of the questions I had for him was, Dave, you're not an old man. How is it that you're so engrossed in the past and nostalgic about things? And he says, well, Jim, he says, I'm sort of a closet old man. And that thought stuck with me. Dave's song lyrics open each chapter of the book, My Dear Departed Past, and that sounds like a song cue.
Am I hopelessly old-fashioned? 'Cause I'm harboring a passion for the olden days. Is my sense of time so out of joint? It's starting to distort my point of view. Does my antiquarian brain contain imaginary memories of golden days? Can one feel a real nostalgia for a time and place one never even knew? I anticipate times to come with something less than jubilation. And I'm looking to times gone by with something more and more like admiration. Here's to the dear departed past, the musty magazines, the sepia-tinted scenes of long-forgotten places. Here's to the dear departed past, the photographs you find that seem to call to mind familiar family faces. That's when every sky was bluer, clouds seemed to disappear back then. That's when every friend was truer. Ah, but then again, didn't they know you when? Here's to the folks who lived next door. Let's cut across the yard, drop in and leave a card with neighborly affection. And here's to the ways we'll see no more, the manner and the style that makes you want to smile in happy retrospection. As for me, I'll forget about the future, 'cause the future fades away too fast. And now's the time to lift a cup of cheer and say, here, here, for the dear departed past. Here's to the sides we used to spin, the Deccas and Savoys with all the surface noise, the Lindy Hops and Foxtrots. Here's to the orphan Annie Pin and the secret squadron ring the mailman used to bring, for a quarter and some box tops. Music on the uke was easy. E7 always went to A. Chinese checkers and Parcheesi. And every Saturday, the movie matinee. I love the 55 Bel Air and the 37 Fords, complete with running boards and rumble seats and fenders. And where are the clothes we used to wear? Now don't forget your tie and button up your fly and fasten your suspenders. As for me, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow wasn't built to last. And now's the time to weep a little tear into your beer for the dear departed past. While the gang is switching channels, I prefer to comb the annals of the sporting scene. The biographies and photographs of yesterday's athletically inclined. And though I'm occasionally enchanted by the sports we take for granted on the TV screen, still I get a lot of static from the sentimental attic of my mind. And I long for the single wing. I miss the drop kick and the spitter. I ignore the expansion teams, and I deplore the designated hitter. Three cheers for the champs of yesterday. Jack Dempsey, John McGraw, Joe Louis, Sammy Baugh, the movers and the shakers. And here's to the teams that moved away from disenfranchised towns, the old St. Louis Browns, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's when basketballs had laces and halfbacks played safety on defense. That's when there were parking places, hot dog for a dime, White Castle, 7 cents. And here's to White Castles by the sack. I heard somebody say they're still around today, but they wouldn't taste the same now. Here's to the years that won't be back, the days that dodged away and left us here to play a completely different game now. But here's to the echoes of tomorrow, soon to be memories at last. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the good old USA, and to the values for which it stood, the home, the family, the neighborhood. 'Cause while it lasted, well, it sure felt good. While it lasted, it sure felt good. Now I pledge allegiance to the bank, to my fixed rate second mortgage, to my friendly auto insurance man, to the IRS, to the medical plan, to whatever's about to hit the fan. 'Cause hit the fan, it will. And we will pay the bill. My country used to be famous for quality. We led the way. Now we buy overseas, then beg the Japanese to buy some products, please. made in USA. My country used to be land of productivity. We stocked the store. Now we make paper trails, mergers and mega sales. And then when all else fails, we make arms for war. My country used to be land of opportunity, second to none. My country once was proud. We stood above the crowd. No need to shout out loud. We're number one. I hope my children live to see a land like my country used to be.
Two songs from Dave Frischberg in celebration of his new book, which is just out, called My Dear Departed Past. We heard the song The Dear Departed Past by Dave Frischberg at the piano and doing the vocal, as well as a second song. Sometimes he writes songs of social significance that have an ongoing quality about them. My Country Used to Be. Dave Frischberg from his album Quality Time. The new book, which is just published by Backbeat Books, an imprint of Hal Leonard, the new book, My Dear Departed Past, and it's very entertaining reading. If you like jazz stories, you're going to love this one. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you to jazz, blues, and NPR news, and live music around the region. There's lots to choose from. Pancho Sanchez last night in his current engagement at Demetrio's Jazz Alley is tonight. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is playing at Tula's, and there's the Racer Sessions, Daryl's Jam, and the Angry Beaver has Max Holmberg and the 200 Trio tonight. Bren Plummer, bass player and composer, has a CD release party on Monday night with an all-star cast, including Thomas Marriott, Stuart McDonald, Frank Seeberger, and Susan Pascal and Devon Lewis. That's Monday night at Tula's. Tuesday, Sylvia Courvoisier Trio with Kenny Wollison and Drew Gress will be playing at the Royal Room, presented by Earshot Jazz. Buster Williams Quartet opens a two-night engagement Tuesday and Wednesday at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. And Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes will be at Tula's. Wednesday, Kahil El-Zabar and David Murray, presented by Earshot Jazz at the Columbia City Theater. Thursday, Sergio Mendez opens at Jazz Alley. Alex Dugdale plays at Tula's. And Milo Peterson Quartet with Steve Griggs will be at Piccolo Cellars in North Bend. Stephanie Porter Quintet will be at Tula's on Friday night, and the Vancouver and Victoria International Jazz Festivals begin next week, running June 22nd through July 2nd, with all sorts of great talent. We'll mention some of them coming up a little bit later. Right now, let's hear some music from Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, who are going to be at Tula's on Tuesday night, with Jay Thomas on tenor sax and flugelhorn, Michael Van Bibber on trumpet, Dan Marcus on trombone, John Hansen piano, Michael Glynn bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. Here's the group doing a great Ray Bryant composition called Tonk. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. Great tune by Kenny Barron that just feels so nice on a warm summer's day. That's called Cook's Bay. You can almost feel the and see the palm trees swaying on that one. Cook's Bay with Kenny Barron at the piano, Kiyoshi Kitagawa on double bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. Kenny is playing some solo concerts across Canada as part of the Canadian Jazz Festivals, which take place during the last week of June and first few days of July. He'll be playing in Ottawa on Saturday the 24th, in Vancouver on Sunday the 25th, Edmonton on Monday the 26th, and Saskatoon on Tuesday the 27th. Kenny Barron, great jazz pianist, doing the Canadian Jazz Festivals. Before Kenny Barron, we were listening to Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, recorded during an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Jay Thomas on tenor sax, with Michael Van Beber on trumpet, Dan Marcus trombone, John Hansen piano, Michael Glenn bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, played Tonk by Ray Bryant. They'll be playing Tuesday night at Tula's in Seattle. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming your way from KNKX, connecting you to live music around the region. The Canadian Jazz Festivals get underway this week, opening on Thursday in Vancouver and Victoria, and continuing through July 2nd. In Vancouver, there are over 300 concerts offered, many free. Donnie McCaslin, Ariel Pocock, Kenny Barron, the first weekend, plus coming up later, Cyrus Chestnut, Tierney Sutton, Jacob Collier, Branford Marsalis with the Vancouver Symphony, Buster Williams, Tony Foster, Scott Hamilton, and many others, many of them appearing at various festivals as they travel across Canada. Christine and Ingrid Jensen have a new group together called Infinitude with Ben Maunder, and they'll be at Performance Work on Monday the 26th in Vancouver. Here's a little music from one of Ingrid Jensen's CDs, with Ingrid on trumpet, joined here by Jeffrey Keezer, John Wickhan, and Matt Closey, and Lars Lund on guitar. This is a pretty piece written by Jeffrey Keezer called Tea and Watercolors. Thank you. Ingrid Jensen featured on trumpet with Jeffrey Keezer at the piano and Laj Lund on guitar, Matt Closey bass and John Wiecon on drums, in a composition by Jeffrey Keezer titled Tea and Watercolors. Ingrid Jensen and Christine Jensen team up in a new group called Infinitude with Ben Maunder on guitar. They'll be performing in Vancouver and Victoria Jazz Festivals. Abe Beeson is going to be representing KNKX at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. He also has a preview available on the website at knkx.org. And that's all the time we have for our music today. Hope you've enjoyed it with us. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. I'm Jim Wilkie, and you're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and